Welcome to the other side. A place where daydreams and nightmares mix together to create a fantasy world full of lions, tigers, and bears. Relax and let your mind float downstream, crossing boundaries you never knew existed. Once you've tasted this forbidden fruit, you'll find it hard to resist the temptation to want to tune in each and every week. That's The Other Side, a place you can only find on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on KVMR.
Welcome to the other side. My name is Tenali, and this is a special pledge drive show. Abracadabra, who do you do? And before we begin tonight's set of music, please consider the wonderful programming KBMR brings to you. And if you really enjoy the more eccentric shows, such as this one, The Other Side, then please give a call right now at 530-265-9555 or 1-800-355-5867. Now, I'm not going to nudge y'all very much, as I have faith you will pull through and call during this extra long set of music. And keep in mind, you can always donate securely online at kvmr.org. Again, the number to pledge by phone and show your support for KVMR and great shows like The Other Side is 530-265-9555 or 1-800-355-5867, or again, go online and donate at kvmr.org. And yes, this is an All Hallows Eve show. Hocus Pocus. A night of witches, brews, and cauldrons, jack-o'-lanterns of song, and lots more. And what better way to start off this first set than with a tale from the Brothers Grimm, The Old Witch. There was once a little girl who was very willful and who never obeyed when her elders spoke to her, so how could she be happy? One day she said to her parents, "I have heard so much of the old witch that I will go and see her. People say she is a wonderful old woman and has many marvelous things in her house, and I am very curious to see them." But her parents forbade her going, saying, "The witch is a wicked old woman who performs many godless deeds, and if you go near her, you are no longer a child of ours." The girl, however, would not turn back at her parents' command, but went to the witch's house. When she arrived there, the old woman asked her, "Why are you so pale?" "Ah," she replied, trembling all over, "I have frightened myself so with what I have seen." "And what did you see?" inquired the old witch. "I saw a black man on your steps." "That was a collier," she replied. "Then I saw a gray man." "That was a sportsman," said the old woman. "After him I saw a blood red man." "That was a butcher," replied the old woman. "But oh, I was most terrified," continued the girl, "when I peeped through your window and saw not you, but a creature with a fiery head." "Then you have seen the witch in her proper dress," said the old woman. "For you I have long waited, and now you shall give me light." So saying, the witch changed the little girl into a block of wood, and then threw it on the fire. When it was fully alight, She sat down on the hearth and warmed herself, saying, "How good I feel. The fire has not burned like this for a long time."
Master, master, we have a visitor.
Your cares will be through. There'll be no rent to pay, 'cause you'll be here to stay. Spend the night at the Cobweb Hotel.
After his death in 1930, Lon Chaney's ghost was frequently spotted sitting on a bus stop bench at Hollywood and Vine. The ghost disappeared for good when the bench was replaced in 1942.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stairs. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Why, Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright. And this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
It's only been a few hours since I've translated and spoken aloud, the first of the demon resurrection passages from the Book of the Dead.
With his old Uncle Rebel, do you ever see the devil rooting up the ground with his old wooden shovel and his teapot and kettle and his pitchfork ladle and his old hard head? I'd seen old Satan last Saturday night. The fire and the furnace and his lights were bright. All hopped up singing, crime don't pay. Well, the boogeyman get you one of these. Hey, look out, boy, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite singing, crime don't pay. Well, the boogeyman get you one of these days. He never was a quitter, a half-baked brother to the purple people eater. He will chase you all around and catch you when you can't, telling you, Uncle, he's a devil, not a man. Hey, look out, boys, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite, singing, crime don't pay. Well, a boogeyman get you one of these days. Yeah. He's a devil, not a man. Hey, look out, boys, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite, singing, crime don't pay. Well, a boogeyman get you one of these
days. God of emotional earthquakes.
He strikes with passion, always swift, never just.
He is the ultimate in fury. Ninokami governs the ends of all things. There will be many lovers drawn toward your aura of sexual magnetism. Your magic will captivate them, sometimes even beyond your desires. If the time of ending is to come, only Ninokami can help you dissipate the energies you have generated. And only Ninokami can set you free. To be rid of a lover, every day at 3 for 9 days, you mail the lover one of 9 magical packets. Each separate tiny enchanted packet must contain ashes from the emotional earthquake spell, along with 3 whole cloves, 1 soft gray feather, sand, and wax from the candle used in the spell. You send each packet inside a gray envelope sealed with red wax. The separating influence of the spell will last forever. The break is painful and very sad. You begin on the 3rd Tuesday at 9. You enter a quiet area. Light 1 very large and very black candle. On a parchment, draw the number 22, along with the symbols for the sun, the moon, and all the planets. Stain the parchment with 8 seeds from a ripe pomegranate, and burn the paper in the flame of the candle. Now touch a bit of the ashes to your forehead. three times. Gaze into the flame for three full minutes, and three times ring an iron bell, then call out softly. Nine Okami.
Lovely lady of the moon, bring to me your wealth right soon. Fill my hands with silver and gold. All you give, my purse can hold.
Destroy me. The infected blood of the vampire was carried to Earth millions of years ago by the Tubatan vampire men of a distant galaxy far beyond this solar system. The strange chromatic radiations of deep dark space have created many ghastly mutations while they turn the air and everything in it into a one-colored mass of yellow, green, blue, or blood red.
Man. your toes freeze. He'll turn your blood into steam. He'll make your cough and sneeze. You gotta scream like an eagle. You're gonna roar like a mountain lion. When you get finished drinking good old alligator wine. Alligator wine. Your porcupine is gonna make your mind.
Now that you have learned what you have learned, it would be well for you to return to your own country.
I prefer to remain and protect those whom you would destroy.
You are too late. My blood now flows through your veins.
Cat!
Put your hands under them and start chanting.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Snort very loudly, then get softer until you are saying in your mind, your friend would slowly start levitating. Levitating.
Why did you call me from my grave? Why seek you out this gruesome sight, the way I look to you tonight? Come, come and help me find my head. You call me back from the dead? Come kiss these lips that have no meat, and leave your souls down at my feet.
I plucked the feather from the devil's hat, and I plucked the feathers from his cap. Don't you tell me this, and don't you tell me that.
No, go
over there and bring me my big black hat. Then bring me women that are skinny, and bring me women that are fat. Get me blood for I thirst. And if you don't get me blood, I'll drink yours first. See this cane?
Come here.
Look at my cane. See its head. These are the markings of the dead. If your souls have long been gone and you have nothing to trade tonight, I'll pluck the life from you tonight. Give me music! From the old.
Remove your clothes. Remove your earthly goods. You're going with me to the fiery woods. You can't sell what you don't own. Hurry, come on.
on, here comes the moon. I eat your flesh and I drink your blood. Then back to the fire, back to the mud. You've called me up from the dead. Come rest with me in my fiery bed. Knock, remove the rock.
If your partner is sexy enough, but projects little warmth, and warmth is what you desire, then you could use the emotional bondage spell. Are you and your lover sexually compatible? If not, it would be ridiculous for you to consider becoming emotionally chained. The bondage spell is dangerous. And many times the conjurer too gets conjured. It's fairly simple. You take a photograph, a bit of hair, or some intimate items belonging to the love object, such as a shirt or undergarments. You place them in the center of a table. Three candles, one yellow, one orange, and one red, should surround the treasures. Burn incense, your favorite. Light the candles, and for 9 full minutes gaze at the symbolic representation of your lover. Ring a clear silver bell 3 times, and cover the intimate area with 47 yellow blossoms. Chant 47 times. We are one. 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 We are
one. We are one. It's in the trees. It's coming. The demon!
Dalmana deku mama deku salmana Diabla deye mwe
Salmana deku mama deku salmana
Alekwiye mama mwe
Salmana deku mama deku salmana
Look the devil behind me
I am where
behind me.
She'll have to let them in. Morgan, open the door.
Come on then, Morgan. Let them in.
Get a handful of fresh broom corn tops or
In a pinch, cut some from a new broom and dip them in warm, salty water. Use them to sprinkle the salt water in the corners of the room where you sleep and also on your bedclothes. When you have finished, place the broom corn tops under your pillow. The next morning, discard them at a crossroads. This will carry all evil away from your bedroom and bed.
Yes? Is it about the hedge? Look, I'm awfully sorry.
I am the Grim Reaper.
Who?
The Grim Reaper.
Yes, I see.
I am death.
Yes, well, the thing is, we've got some people from America for dinner tonight.
Who is it, darling?
It's a Mr. Death or something. He's come about the reaping. I don't think we need any at the moment.
Hello. But don't leave him hanging around outside, darling. Ask him in.
Darling, I don't think it's quite the moment.
Do come in. Come along in. Come and have a drink. Do. Come on.
And I your father!
To be a successful enchanter, you must be able to generate dynamic magnetic impulses at will and project easily emotional force with tremendous intensity. In order to obtain your desires, you must discipline your subconscious, leash the powerful forces of your emotions, and when you do, you'll free your spirit. Before you will ever be able to influence your environment, you must take command of yourself. Only then will you be able to exert a never-ending control over others. The bridge to your inner core is the self-fascination ritual. This ritual is a traditional part of witchcraft and must be performed regularly Tuesdays and Fridays for 3 months, once each year. It never fails. To begin, bathe in warm water fragrant with passion flowers. Softly dry your body with a linen cloth that has been heavily scented with sandalwood perfume. In front of a mirror in a semi-darkened room, stand naked inside a circle of ground-dry seahorse. Light a coral candle. Now, raise your arms high over your head and slowly and rhythmically sway from side to side. Repeat your name 99 times. While continuing to sway. Stop swaying and quickly clench your fists. Stiffen all your muscles and chant 3 times. I control. I am the power. I control. I am the power. I control. I am the power. Blow out the candle.
And again, welcome everyone to The Other Side. My name is Tonelli. And this is a very special Abracadabra Who Do You Do? A special KVMR membership show. A show to show our love and support to this wonderful community radio station. Well, we started off this first set with an old cartoon called The Cobweb Hotel. Some of you might remember that one. And then we heard the Five Jones Boys with Mr. Ghost Goes to Town, Prince Argue with Ten Horned Devil, Luis Huebner with the Earthquake Spell for Unwanted Lovers, Mohawk and the Rednecks with an Enchanted Forest, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Alligator Wine, Ma Rainey with Black Hat, Hoot Owl Blues, Exuma with Paul Simon Noontooth, Wilmoth Houdini with Devil Behind Me, Luis Huebner again with The Self-Fascination Ritual, Memphis Jug Band with Aunt Caroline Dyer Blues, and also in there we heard Emmett Miller with The Ghost of the St. Louis Blues. And lastly, we heard another Luis Huebner, The Wicked Witch from L.A., doing a seduction, emotional bondage spell or something of that sort.